light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Self-Discipline in 60 Minutes by William Jacobson is a focused field guide for people who want action, not theory. In one compact sitting, it maps out 7 simple habits that reduce procrastination, grow self-control, and move you toward meaningful goals. Instead of overwhelming frameworks, the book favors small switches that compound quickly. You get clear steps, fast wins, and practical examples you can apply before the day ends. Drawing on behavioral psychology and productivity best practices, Jacobson shows how to lower friction, structure your time, and lock in momentum even when motivation is low. The tone is direct and encouraging, making it ideal for busy students, professionals, creators, and anyone who feels stuck in a cycle of delay. Whether you are starting a side project, rebuilding consistency at work, or preparing for exams, this guide aims to help you start, stick, and finish. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, micro-commitments and the 2-minute start. Micro-commitments shrink the start of any task so small that resistance loses its power. The book teaches you to define the 2-minute version of your hardest work, because action that begins is action that continues. Write the first sentence, open the spreadsheet, lace your shoes, and momentum carries you into the longer effort. This approach counters perfectionism and decision fatigue by replacing big, vague goals with a tiny, concrete first move. To apply it today, choose one priority and ask what is the smallest next step that requires less than 2 minutes. Prepare the materials in advance so the path has no friction when you show up. Use a simple countdown to begin, then allow yourself to stop after the starter step if needed. Most times you will keep going. Over days, this habit trains identity and confidence, turning starts into streaks. Micro-commitments also stack well with habit tracking, since you can consistently score a win and build trust in yourself. Secondly, time blocking and single task focus. Time blocking transforms intention into a visible calendar commitment, which protects focus and reduces context switching. Jacobson recommends creating short, high-quality blocks rather than marathon sessions, because predictable intensity is easier to sustain. Start by identifying your peak energy hours and reserve 1 to 3 blocks for deep work, each with a single outcome written at the top of your page. Batch similar tasks, close all non-essential tabs, and put your phone out of reach to cut cognitive leakage. Use a simple timer such as 25 to 50 minute sprints followed by short breaks. When interruptions appear, park them on a capture list and return to the block. At the end, review what shipped and reset the next block with the first 2-minute action ready. Over a week, this rhythm builds throughput you can trust. You finish more with less stress, because every priority gets a home on the calendar instead of fighting for attention in your head. Thirdly, implementation intentions and habit stacking. Implementation intentions convert desire into a concrete plan by linking a trigger to a next action. Instead of waiting for motivation, you decide in advance when, where, and how you will begin. A simple structure is this. When situation X occurs, I will do action Y for Z minutes. For example, when I pour morning coffee, I will review my top 3 priorities and schedule their blocks. When I open my laptop after lunch, I will begin with the 2-minute starter for the hardest task. This preloaded script removes negotiation in the moment and turns discipline into follow-through. You can stack new behaviors onto stable routines like meals, commutes, or daily stand-ups, which makes the trigger consistent. Write your 3 most important implementation intentions for the week on a card and keep it visible. Evaluate them during your weekly review and refine the trigger or location if you miss a cue. Over time, this method automates good choices and frees mental energy for creative work. Fourthly, environment design and friction management. Willpower is unreliable, but environment design is dependable. The book shows how to engineer your surroundings so the desired action is the easy action. Reduce friction for good habits by laying out tools before you start, pinning your plan where you can see it, and keeping a tidy single-purpose workspace. Increase friction for distractions by removing social apps from the phone home screen, using website blockers during deep work blocks, and storing tempting items out of sight. Create context cues that prime the right mode, such as a specific playlist for focus, a dedicated browser profile for work, and a checklist for closing your day. Prepare transitions too, like a short walk that separates meetings from deep work. With fewer decisions and fewer temptations within reach, you conserve energy for the real challenge. Over time, your space becomes a silent coach that keeps you consistent, even when motivation dips or the day gets messy. Lastly, tracking, feedback, and light accountability. Discipline grows when you can see progress. Jacobson recommends simple tracking that rewards consistency and reveals bottlenecks. Use a daily habit scorecard with your keystone behaviors, such as start 2-minute action, deep work block, and shutdown routine. Each day, mark a clear yes or no. Aim for streaks but plan for recovery by defining what happens after a miss. Once a week, hold a brief review to map wins, obstacles, and one adjustment for the next cycle. Pair tracking with light accountability, like texting a progress note to a friend or posting a weekly demo of shipped work. Celebrate small milestones with meaningful, non-distracting rewards to reinforce the habit loop of cue, routine, reward. Over time, data turns vague feelings into facts. You reduce shame, diagnose friction, and refine your system. The result is reliable follow-through and a calm sense of control that supports ambitious goals without burnout. In conclusion, self-discipline in 60 minutes is perfect for readers who want a fast, practical reset without wading through dense theory. Students juggling deadlines, busy professionals, creatives shipping side projects, new managers, and anyone rebuilding consistency will find clear steps they can implement the same day. The benefit to your life is immediate. Less hesitation at the start, more focused blocks on the calendar, fewer distractions in your environment, and a simple scoreboard that keeps you honest. Over weeks, those small wins compound into confidence and finished work. Choose this book over sprawling productivity tomes because it is laser-targeted, easy to finish, and designed for action. The 7 habits work together as a compact system, yet each one stands alone so you can begin anywhere. With templates and examples you can copy, you will move from good intentions to reliable follow-through. If you want a concise guide that turns discipline into a daily practice, this is the one to buy. If you would like to support William Jacobson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. 1 book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, reading.